Good morning. It's May 6th. It's a gray and warming morning in New York City with a chance of showers. And this is your Indignity Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Skoka, taking a look at the day and the news. The Associated Press is reporting that Israel has ordered 100,000 Palestinians in Rafah to evacuate, signaling, the AP writes, that a long-promised ground invasion there could be imminent and further complicating efforts to broker a ceasefire. After all the stories last week about how there was a ceasefire on the table and it was up to Hamas to accept it, now Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going ahead with the next round of attacks that he always planned to do. The stated goal, as always, is the complete destruction of Hamas. The operational reality, as always, is Hamas seems to be defined as the inhabitable territory of Gaza. And Rafah, with more than 1 million people packed into it, is the last major population center that hasn't already been reduced to rubble. And I had to take a break and run an errand. And while I was out, Hamas announced that it had accepted the ceasefire proposal. The Times reports that an unnamed senior Israeli official said Hamas had not agreed to the terms of the latest Israeli proposal. What Hamas said specifically was that it had told Qatar and Egypt, which are mediating the talks, that it accepted their proposal. So the Israeli statement doesn't exactly contradict that. But it's also a reminder that over the weekend, Israeli media reported that the anonymous official making statements undermining progress toward a deal was Netanyahu himself. Columbia University announced that it is canceling commencement after having sent in riot cops to clear out demonstrators to make room for commencement. Continuing the university's perfect track record of following up every bad decision about how to handle the protest movement with a worse decision. Sympathies go out to the high school class of 2020, now the college class of 2024, on having both of their graduations ruined by official incompetence. On the front of today's paper, the only story that really qualifies as news about something new that happened is that Frank Stella died. The artist was 87. Everything else on page one is about ongoing events in one way or another. The lead news spot belongs to a two-column piece about how mental health care in prison is a matter of brutal and often lethal neglect. And there's a look at the ongoing crisis with the mismanaged rollout of the new form for the free application for federal student aid, which has made the entire college admissions season a giant pileup as people can't figure out how much it would cost them to go anywhere. Then there's a politics trend piece, as Trump fan pastor signals a Latino shift, in which the Times discovers that some right-wing evangelicals, whose religion now revolves around supporting Donald Trump, are Latinos. Moving on, there's a regular old trend piece about the surprising development that children are now ordering non-alcoholic drinks off cocktail menus. As non-alcoholic cocktails, wines, and beers, the Times writes, have become staples on bar menus across America, some children, people way under the legal drinking age, have begun to partake. Right. Keep going. Technically, there is no reason they can't. Uh-huh. Though some contain very small traces of alcohol, or at least mimic the taste of alcohol. Many non-alcoholic beverages are made solely of juices and other kid-friendly ingredients. By the next paragraph, they're talking about a recent Reddit conversation. Then after the jump, trying to squeeze some kind of controversy out of the idea of kids drinking a flavored beverage, the Times gets a psychologist with a private practice in New York City to try to say maybe there's a problem. Although first she says, I don't think giving kids mocktails is what's going to make or break them. I think if parents are going out and ordering mocktails and their kids are getting mocktails, that is great, she said. It's showing kids that you can go out and have fun without alcohol. But that lesson doesn't necessarily work if the parents are ordering alcohol while their children go spirit-free, she continued. If parents are drinking alcohol and having so much fun, that's modeling to children that you are having fun because you are drinking alcohol. And that is the lesson they will learn. Ma'am, what? I'm trying to imagine what the scenario is. Like, Mom and Dad order real cocktails and get liquored up and dance on the table, while the mortified kids are nursing their phony Negronis. Everybody gets a nice tasty drink. Everybody has a nice family dinner. Listen, it's basically the same with or without alcohol. The only meaningful objection comes at the end, where they do note that at New York City prices, adding craft drinks for the kids is going to blow a smoldering hole in your wallet. But if you get a fancy one with a lot of flavor, they might nurse it instead of sucking down multiple soft drinks. Totally screwy. And the last spot on page one is Peter Baker writing a weird smirky Washington memo about people in D.C. talking about how they might flee if Donald Trump gets reelected. Being Peter Baker, the most fanatical devotee of both sides journalism alive, he turns to a couple of Republican sources, one of whom mocks the idea of people fretting about a president who has promised retaliatory prosecutions and a civil service purge as Trump derangement syndrome. The actual Trump derangement comes in when this guy goes on to say that he thinks a new Trump presidency would still be subject to checks and balances that would restrain any extreme impulses. There are plenty of grown-ups, plenty of serious people who will want to roll in a second Trump administration. It says want to roll. That's probably a transcription error from want a roll, R-O-L-E, if you can imagine Peter Baker biffing a piece of reporting. Seems like someone who considers transcription the most sacred form of journalism, as Peter Baker does, should be better able to handle a homophone. That is the news. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Indignity to keep us going. And if all goes well, we will talk again tomorrow.